That's a beautiful melody and lyrics. Were you in love when you wrote that song?
I think I actually kind of inspired that song from watching a friend constantly come to me saying how much she loved this man and wanted to be with this man, but just didn't have the courage to let him know how she felt. Mm-hmm. So,
did you wind up playing that song for her man?
I think he actually was in the crowd a couple times. So. he doesn't know it's about him.
you didn't point at her and him while you were...
I kept the secret.
Okay.
Yeah. I try to be a good friend, you know.
And you, are you originally from the Kansas Plains?
I am. I grew up in Leavenworth, Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Outside of the walls?
Outside the walls, okay. Yes. and then I actually spent about 10 years in Lawrence before I ended up in Eureka Springs, Arkansas.
We're glad to have you in Arkansas.
Thank you.
When you began songwriting, and as you realized you were going to write songs, mm-hmm. you were probably influenced by the music you were listening to, were you? Did you play in a family band?
My parents had a love of music. None of them were actually songwriters or played any instruments. They kind of did a DJ business, stuff like that. So mm-hmm. I was always around music and loved and appreciated it. I just remember kind of waking up one day and being like, I think I want to be a musician. You know, I was 13 years old when I got my first acoustic guitar, mm-hmm. and I've played a lot of different styles of music, anything from like an indie rock band in high school, and then I played an Irish band for a long time after that, and actually went to my first Winfield and fell in love with bluegrass, so
okay.
Now I'm playing country and bluegrass, and yeah.
Did you write in high school, in the high school bands, or in the Irish bands? Did you write some Irish flavored tunes?
In high school, it was all original music.
Okay.
Wrote all of our own stuff. Recorded a couple albums. Yeah, we had a great time for probably about 4 or 5 years. It was kind of funny because I ended up in the Irish band from being at band practice one night. Our guitarist's mom heard me play. She's like, "Ooh, I think I'm gonna go down there and ask if she wants to play with us." So I ended up in her Irish band, and they all kind of gave me heck for that for a while. It's like, "Mom, you stole her from us." So that's how I ended up playing Irish music.
Do you set out to write? Do you tell yourself, "I'm gonna write a song a day"? Do you have a structure like this?
I really don't. I don't really have a process for how I come up with the songs other than I feel them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I feel that passion, that's when I go for it and sit down. I'll hear a melody in my head, I'll hear a phrase in my head, and I have a notebook I just jot things down in, and when the feeling's there, that's when I go to write.
I see. So. And you know when that feeling's there.
Yes.
And if you don't, do you find yourself letting something go and later on hearing something similar on down the road?
Oh, yes. When I actually moved to Arkansas, I found probably about 10 notebooks full of stuff. And as soon as I was flipping through these pages looking at these old lyrics, I was like, oh, man, I remember this.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually picked up a few, and we're playing them now. So.
You know, Arlo Guthrie said that songwriting is like fishing. And you reel one in, you either keep it or you throw it back, someone else is going to get it. I call it the cosmic string. Mm-hmm. And Arlo Guthrie said he would hate to be sitting downstream from Bob Dylan. He wouldn't be catching anything, you know. So it works differently for everyone. I think, you know, growing up in Kansas myself, I lived there until I was about 8 years old, and I go out in the wheat fields, mm-hmm. and you can see forever. You know, and so there was very little left in the imagination unless you looked up at the sky and the clouds would be dancing around. And we moved down to Arkansas after a roundabout trip across the country, and there were all of a sudden we're in the mountains and you couldn't see over them. So I'm thinking I had this perspective from looking out forever, and now I've got to use my imagination to see what's on the other side of this hill, you know. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think about writing songs. I just wanted to know, you know. And my mother was a songwriter. Yeah, and played on a radio show in Wichita way back in the 50s, and she made sure we had instruments and taught us, you know, we had to learn to harmonize before we could go outside and play. We were never formally trained or anything like that, you know, but yeah, I never considered myself a songwriter until I was a sneaky little kid in the ninth grade and discovered marijuana and Mel Bay chord books. So America was the big, you know, the big band at the time, and they were doing all these funky major seventh stuff, right? Yeah. So I'm sitting there trying to get away with dipping snuff in a red plastic glass, and my dad's watching Gunsmoke. And across the field from us was this hill called Badger Mountain. And so I'm sitting there thinking, you know, just doing these Mel Bay, this thing. And Dylan and Julius is in D, it's a sappy song. But, yeah. Going back and forth like that, and I lift my red cup and spit in it because Dad thought it was tea. I thought, this is, you know, I know what I'm doing. Later on, he told me he knew what I was doing. He knew I'd get sick trying to sing and mess with tobacco. This is called Badger Mountain Woods, and I was just thinking about what we did at the time. You know, as a ninth grader, we drove without a driver's license. We drove with a full six-pack of beer and a lot of marijuana. This was Sequoia County, Oklahoma. And later on, I read a book by Carl Sagan called The Dragons of Eden. It's all about the brain. And I would not encourage anyone to do this. You probably already have. But his theory was that the tars that came from the THC in the brain would actually interfere and interrupt some nerve signals and allow clutter to go away, for him anyway. He was a genius, you know. Well, for me, it's opposite. It brings clutter in, and I have to sort it out. I had to sort it out. I don't remember whatever happened after that.